Tool Shop.
Yes, Linda.
Hey.
How you doing? It's Bob from RDI.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just thought I'd check in with you, see if there was anything you needed.
Nothing right now. It's been slow. I don't know.
Has it?
Yeah.
Seen a nice run on some larger natural diamonds lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like there's been a trend towards that. I mean, we still sell a lot of lab-grown, too, but there are people out there, either people getting married a little later in life or people who are going through a second marriage and looking to, you know, go with something that retains some value.
Or, exactly.
Yeah, because the lab-growns have, you know, they're like the next step for lab-growns, I think, is going to be a McDonald's Happy Meals.
Yeah. They're so damn cheap
now.
Oh, yeah. And they go down every day, don't they?
Just about. Just about. Yeah. I don't know how much. I keep saying, well, they can't go much lower than this, and then they go lower than that. It's like, it's crazy. I mean, when I saw that when they first came out, they were like 20% cheaper than a natural diamond. Now they run, you know, you can buy a 3-carat for $1,000 or less, you know, depending on where you get it and what quality it is. But, yeah, they just keep dropping like rocks. Now when I look at the discounts, they're like 99 point something back a wrap. It's getting to the ridiculous part now.
Yeah. I hope naturals come back.
They will. They will. I mean, there's a permanent loss of business because of lab growns. I mean, there's some people who will never buy anything other than a lab grown.
Right.
That percentage will vary a bit, but lab growns are here to stay.
Yeah.
I just think that I think that for engagement rings, I think unless you're a kid or all your friends have got lab growns, I think there's a movement will come back for naturals.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
Okay. We're hanging on.
Thanks, Linda. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.